When we talk about the funding, we also need to understand from Indian perspective which are the crowdfunding platforms can be used for raising the fund or contributing under the crowdfunding. Now, what is this crowdfunding platform? Are they genuine? Or is there any control? Any regulatory regime is controlling that? To answer all these things, let us understand first who can set up the crowdfunding platform. Who can set up? Crowdfunding platforms is an important to specify that integrity, experience, solvency requirement is applicable to the crowdfunding platform owner, and the key person associated with it is to be disclosed. Therefore, any online offering or the issue or the sell through the internet can be made only through the SEBI recognized crowdfunding platform. There should be a framework for the crowdfunding platform. The criteria for eligibility and recognition needed to be specified. How it is to be recognized that it is a recognized crowdfunding platform? Okay. For class 1 entity, recognize the stock exchange with a nationwide terminal presence. If it is there, then it is a genuine one. Then SEBI registered depository. And in addition to that, the entities which are mentioned, it can be another class of entity with a relevant experience or domain knowledge. They can be allowed to launch the crowdfunding platform to ensure the healthy competition in the market, provided they satisfy with the requirement of SEBI. Now, let us see some characteristic features of the class 2 entities. Class 2 entities covers the technology business incubators promoted by the central government or state government through the bodies through the National Science and Technology Bodies, Entrepreneurship Development Board, under the Department of Science and Technology. This class 2 entities should be functioning as a society registered under Societies Act 1860 as a non-profit making under Section 8 and having at least 5 years of experience, having minimum net worth of rupees 10 crores and should have attended the self-sufficiency and should display only those companies which shares a common focus thrust on the RBI or TBI. Joint venture of the class 1 entity and class 2 entity is also possible for setting up of the crowdfunding platform. To enable the fund-based crowdfunding, the new class of the crowdfund AIF can also be allowed to display on the platform launched by the RSC and the depositories. In addition to these platforms, the dedicated class of the platform owners may enable fund-based crowdfunding, launching crowdfunding platforms, provided they satisfy the requirements specified by SEBI. Coming down to understand class 3 entities. These class 3 entities are nothing but they are the association of the network of private equity or angel investor. Okay. The track record of minimum 3 years should be satisfactory, and they should minimum number of strength of 100 active members from the relevant industry, which are registered as per the Section 8 of the Companies Act 2013. Thus, the platform which is launched by class 1 and class 3 entities can enable the fund-based crowdfunding. To prevent the fraudulent offering of the securities via internet no entity can raise the funds through the crowdfunding without channeling their issue through a recognized crowdfunding platform, and that is subject to approval by screening committee. Requirement of the crowdfunding platform. Why crowdfunding platform is required? Considering the risky nature of the securities offered, the crowdfunding platform plays a role of a gatekeeper and takes the reasonable measures to reduce the risk of the fraud. Therefore, this requires the adequate capital, technological and human resources to carry out the business in a complying manner. Therefore, the obligation of such a platform shall be required to be enumerated. This obligation is the conduct screening and basic due diligence, to conduct the background and regulatory checks on the issuer, review the information presented by the issuer on the portal of the website to confirm that the information is adequately set out as general features and structures of the security, issuer specific risk, parties involved, any identified conflict of the interest and intended to use the funds, and to conduct the due diligence of the investor, such as net worth requirement, KYC requirement, or any, while maintaining the privacy of the investors. Deny the access to the issuer if it has a reason to believe that the issuer or its offering is a fraudulent. Maintain a record of all the issues brought by the compliance companies and the subsequently disclosures of the issuing companies, and make it easily accessible to the investors. Collect and transmit the information to the SEBI as and when it is called for, to ensure a seamless operations and avoid any conflict of the interest in the crowdfunding platform. It shall be required to satisfy some of the conditions, such as platform need to be owned domain, that is domain ID, website, URL, and mention the same in the application for recognition with the SEBI, and should have the adequate system and procedure to manage the daily operation as well as the emergent situations. This platform need to be adequately human technology and the risk management capabilities. Further, this crowdfunding platform need to have the fair, orderly, and a transparent process. This platform needs to have the procedure to address the possible conflicts which may arise between the issuer and the platform. Fundraising by the subsidiaries, associates, or other entities related to the platform owners shall not be allowed. That should be identified by the platform. Contingency termination plan, this need to be formulated. The crowdfunding platform shall not offer any investment advice, solicit, manage the funds or securities, incentivize the employees for such a sale or security which is displayed on the platform, or to make any recommendation to the investors. Only accredited investors which are registered with the crowdfunding platform can invest through that crowdfunding platform, and only Indian startup companies or SMEs or crowdfunds can raise the funds through these crowdfunding platforms. Platform shall also provide a grievances redressal mechanism for the investor as well as for issuers. The task of the due diligence has to be completed so as to avoid the fraud. Due diligence, among the other things, will also involve the track record of the promoter, director, key managerial person, business carried out on by the company, etc., etc. Apart from this basic due diligence, it is important that the platform puts in place some sort of filtering mechanism to differentiate between the quality of ideas and the business plan. For this purpose, it is proposed that every crowdfunding platform will have a screening committee with a variety of the experience from different domains and sectors. The screening committee of the crowdfunding platform may consist, should have the strength of minimum 10%, it is suggested, and at least 40% of the committee members should be composed of the professional expertise and mentoring startup and early stage ventures. Out of remaining 30% of the committee members should be composed of the professional and experience in the banking and capital market. Not more than 30% of the committee member be composed of the person with high caliber and qualification, which are nominated by the owner of the crowdfunding portal, but not on its payroll. Along with the companies raising the funds, the crowdfunding platform, the investor also need to be subjected to moderate level of the due diligence. This is to make sure that the investor, particularly ERI, that is retail investors, are accredited and they have invest in accordance with the net worth conditions specified by SEBI. The task of the due diligence of the investor in the crowdfunding could be given to the platform or some third parties, okay, which SEBI registered intermediaries like brokers can be depository participants, investment advisors, portfolio managers, etc. ERI and HNI, they require to submit, among the other things, the net worth certificate from the chartered accountant to the stockbroker or investment advisor or portfolio managers and make a declaration and sign that risk acknowledgement regarding understanding of the risk in their investment. Now, equity-based crowdfunding. This equity-based crowdfunding route, as I said, it is considered totally illegal, but knowingly, today or tomorrow, it may be permitted. So, what it should have? The equity-based crowdfunding route enables the issuer to raise the fund up to 10 crores online. And this amount is specified taking the global view into consideration. Issuing the equity share through the recognized crowdfunding platform and offering equity stake in their business to the accredited investor who are registered with the platform. These issues shall be subject to certain conditions. That is, no single investor shall hold more than 25% of the stake in the company. The promoter shall be required to maintain a minimum 5% equity stake in the company for at least for 3 years. Issuer shall comply with the requirement of the which is specified this, and the private placement offer letter will contain the disclosures. The investor who invests in the equity issues should be equity-based crowdfunding shall have a rights of an equity shareholders as given in the Companies Act. Now, debt-based crowdfunding. As the name itself indicates that it enables the business to raise the funds up to rupees 10 crores online, issuing the debentures or debt securities through a recognized crowdfunding platform. This issue is further subject to certain condition that this debt security which is issued should comply with the requirement of the specified under Companies Act or rules and that made rules that are made under that. And the issuer shall appoint a debenture trustee to hold the assets on behalf of the investor. the issuer shall need to create a debenture redemption reserve of 25% of their value of the debentures. The issuer shall follow certain procedures as described just now, and the private placement offer letter in debt-based crowdfunding shall contain all the disclosures, summarized term sheet, etc. Now, fund-based crowdfunding. This is the accredited investor who invests in the crowdfunding and registered with the recognized platform, should be collected online through the platform, and it is pooled under alternate investment fund to invest into the shares or debts of the securities of the crowdfunding ventures, which are displayed on the recognized crowdfunding platform. For this purpose, a separate class of the fund under the category 1 AIF to offer the fund-based crowdfunding as category 1 AIF crowd fund should be there. The minimum and maximum corpus of such a fund is 10 crores and 25 crores respectively. As per the SEBI regulations, these funds should be able to solicit the funds online from maximum of 1,000 accredited investors. And the requirement of the minimum investment is rupees 1 crore by every investor for an AIF is also proposed to be relaxed for this new class of brought up to 25 lakhs. Funds can be solicited online from 1,000 accredited investors which are registered with the platform by displaying the crowd funds on the crowdfunding platform set up by class 1 or class 3 entities. Now, coming down to understand a little bit about the procedure for offering through the crowdfunding platform, what procedure should be adopted? There is a restriction on the public offering other than the prospectus based. Okay, therefore, the offer can be made through a web-based recognized crowdfunding platform only. Then, the issuer must satisfy the requirement of the interested in raising the funds and get displayed on the recognized crowdfunding platform by submitting the requisite document and undergoing the due diligence and screening by the platform. So this crowdfunding platform also maintains a list of the accredited investor who have been given an access to the platform to invest in the companies and which should be displayed on it. Then accredited investor can register only after examination of their KYC compliance. Post registration, these investors, that is accredited investors, has to give the login ID and password. Post screening by the screening committee, the crowdfunding platform and the companies interested in raising the funds through this platform can put up a notice containing the brief of their business plan on the platform along with the funds which they require. And this notice will be subject to an open discussion on the forum of the public board, like chat room or chat board provided by the platform. And amongst the interested accredited investor, the issuer in which the proposed business plan will be analyzed and critiqued for the different perspective. Feature is provided to gauge the interest of the accredited investor and support an informed decision making by the prospective investors. This notice intended to draw an attention of the accredited investor which is registered with the platform and not by invitation to the subscription. After pursuing the plan and discussing it, the interested accredited investor can make a commitment to the company about the funds that they intend to invest. Once the adequate demand gauged, the issuer may make the formal offer subscription to those who have made the commitment and not numbering more than 200 HNIs. ERI and the companies collectively and any number of qualified institutional buyers with the details online private placement offer letter, which inter alia may contain the disclosure. This shall amount to an invitation or offer for subscription and shall follow SEBI regulations. This private placement offer letter of the accredited investors choose to invest the company may decide to withdraw with their commitment. The subscription amount shall be collected from the accredited investor who choose to invest pursuant to the perusal of the private placement offer. The crowd-funded platform owner or a reputed designated third party is supposed to open an escrow account with the scheduled commercial bank to hold the subscription funds into that account. Issue shall remain open for maximum period for 15 days. And the crowdfunding issue will be considered successful only if it is able to achieve the minimum pre-specified threshold, which is expressed in terms of the percentage of the original issue size as mentioned in the private placement offer letter. This threshold shall never be fall below 50%. The subscription amount shall be transferred to the issuer by the platform owner or the designated third party only if this threshold limit is achieved. The issuer shall allot the securities to the accredited investor who have subscribed to issue within 15 days from the date of receipt of its subscription money. In case it fails to do so, or 50% is not received, not collected, it shall refund the entire sum to the subscriber within 15 days from the date of completion of 15 days period. Okay? Then issuer shall file a return with the Register of Companies, that is ROC, which is required under Companies Act 2013. Now coming down to understand the secondary market scenario. This crowdfunding platform only allows an issuer to sell its own securities to raise the capital and seldom provides the secondary market for the securities. Therefore, many jurisdictions have imposed a restriction on the secondary market of the securities. In the Indian scenario also, it is difficult to provide a secondary market trading platform or framework for the companies which are displayed on the crowdfunding platform. Hence, the companies which are displayed on the crowdfunding platform will not be treated as listed companies, and there will be a secondary market liquidity in such a script, and investors should be made aware about such a risk before investing into such companies. The securities which are issued in the crowdfunding by the issuer can be transferred by the investor because there is no secondary market as such. So it can be transferred to the issuer of the security in accordance with the provision of the Companies Act 2013 to another accredited investor and also to the family member of the relative or friend of the accredited investor. The promoters shall be required to maintain minimum 5% of the equity stake. Investor may get exit only when there is a sale of the company or management buyout or flotation of the IPO or listing of the company on recognized stock exchange in SME segment or main board. If there is any shareholder agreement between the promoter and the issuing company and alternate investment fund gives a right to such shareholders to sell their shares to the promoters, the same shall be disclosed to the accredited investor also. Now, protection from the cyber crime. Protect the crowdfunding platform from the hacking, identity theft, etc. The necessary steps need to be taken by the owners of the crowdfunding platform. And to provide the communication securities over the internet, the crowdfunding platform should be layered over the transparent layer security and secure stock layer. Platform owner should ensure the safety, secrecy, integrity, and interoperability of the data. Then it is desirable that the platform owners must have the security policy in place, which shall put on the public domain. In addition to that, there shall be a regular audit by the reputed external auditors or otherwise qualified that the security measures have been taken in the platform owners are adequate and meet the requirement, and that risk management system are in place to identify and mitigate that risk arising out of the regular operations. Now the tax treatment. Taxation of the funds raised through the crowdfunding shall be in accordance with the concurrent tax provision, which is applicable to unlisted companies raising the funds through the equity, debt, or through AIF. Understanding the role of SEBI is very important in the crowdfunding platform. SEBI has been established with a triple mandate for protecting the investors' interest along with the developing and regulating the Indian security market. These are the guiding principles behind the policies and regulations. Therefore, to enable the small issuer to raise the funds and facilitate the investor in an informed decision making, the appropriate safeguard must be taken and disclosures are proposed to be put in place. SEBI's role in crowdfunding to provide a cost-effective and efficient method of fundraising will mainly be limited to recognition of the crowdfunding portal, oversight and regulation of the crowdfunding market in India, and playing no role of vetting of the private placement offer of the issuing company. The issuance of the guidelines, circulars regarding the information required by the disclosed private placement order and offer letters on an ongoing basis, a requirement of the due diligence and screening or any other matter, conduct of the periodic inspection or audit of the crowdfunding platform, and the enforcement of the crowdfunding regulations are very much important. Now coming down to understand the cost-benefit analysis, if funding happens to the crowdfunding platform and issuer issues the securities. One of the objectives of the regulation is to reduce the cost which is involved in raising the funds. Under existing regulation, what issuer is doing, he is required to pay underwriter fee, legal and accounting fee, register and transfer agents fee, merchant bankers fee, marketing and advertising fee, distribution and commission and other fees, some of which may not be applicable in crowdfunding. Therefore, the crowdfunding facilities such entrepreneurs in raising the funds without incurring too much to the cost for doing this cost may be doing away with the requirement of appointing the merchant banker, marketing and advertising expenses, and book building, etc. If there is, there shall be no listing requirement is required, so there will be no listing fee. then companies seeking display the recognized crowdfunding platform may require to pay a fees to such a platform which is expected to be substantially lower in comparison to the current issue expenditure. The fees to the platform may be dependent on the various factors like number of platforms in the market, number of companies seeking the display to their such a crowdfunding platform. Then crowdfunding is not only helps the issuers to raise the money, but also serves as a way to advertise in the companies. It helps to increase the viability, which can be directly or indirectly lead to the growth of this business. Therefore, the crowdfunding is expected to spur the entrepreneurship and the benefit the entire economy. Now, current status of regulation. We have discussed so many regulations and so many things. What is the current status of regulation now? The current status of regulation is like that. SEBI has proposed a crowdfunding framework for India in consultation paper in June 2014. It had invited the comments and the suggestions on the same by 16th July 2014. Then it is clarified that proposal does not necessarily mean the draft rule shall be framed and the crowdfunding provision shall be introduced in India. The crowdfunding is a solicitation of the fund, that is a small amount, from multiple investors through a web-based platform or the social networking site for a specific project, business, venture, or social cause. This can be used to raise the money for creative project, then benevolent or public interest causes, and the business ventures. Those contributions are sought through an online crowdfunding platform, while the offer may also be promoted through the social media. According to the legal experts, the crowdfunding regulations needed SEBI to step into the unlisted space, and hence would be required a tweaking of the SEBI Act. So the crowdfunding is a platform which is usually an internet portal or social media group that can be used by the companies to raise the capital from hundreds of investors. The ticket size, while fundraising, the ticket size is usually small because it is a crowdfunding. Small amount. The sources said that framework would require to crowdfunding platform to register with the SEBI and fulfill the compliance requirement. According to the sources, SEBI wants to place a light regulatory burden on these platforms as the rules are intended to fix the accountability. And another critical challenge which they envisage that the government and SEBI is segregating the crowdfunding exercise based on their objective and isolation. And once they are to be regulated by the market regulators, the SEBI has been working on the regulating the crowdfunding platform since 2015. Initially, it has released a discussion paper proposing a possible framework, but the project was shelved for unknown reasons. In 2016, the Reserve Bank of India had come out with the framework for regulating the peer-to-peer lending, a form of crowdfunding. Thereafter, the SEBI reinitiated the process and served a legal notice to 30 online platforms, including the LinkedIn, for illegal fundraising. However, the regulators has not prosecuted any of these entities yet. Earlier, SEBI had proposed categorizing the crowdfunding platform as a venture capital fund under the category 1 AIF. However, due to opposition from the industry participants, the regulators dropped the idea. Thus, the crowdfunding platform are not the pooling vehicle. Okay, whereas venture capital fund is a pooling the fund. Here, crowdfunding, there is a generously donating the funds. It is not a pooling fund. They are also not the funds, as the securities are held in the name of the subscriber and not in the name of the fund of the platform. So friends, with this, we conclude our discussion on very important topic, that current situation or India perspective, India regulations that we have seen. We will further see some other chapters on the crowdfunding. Till then, thank you very much.